We are learning Masech the Sukkah, the Abav Amar Aleph, and we're beginning Heyam Abayz, approximately 5 lines from the bottom, or 6 lines from the bottom. The Gemara said at the end that according to Rabbi Yehuda, who cannot learn out from the Aroin, so he learns the din of 10 Tfachim from Halacha Moshe V'Sinai, because he said three things, Shiurim, Chatzitzin, Umechitzin, Halacha Moshe V'Sinai. That the shiurim and chatzitza, shiurim are different sizes, like kazayas, these type of things, and chatzitza, which means you go to the mikvah, shiurim and chatzitza, or mechitzim, halacha Moshe Sinai, mechitza, according to Rav Yehuda, would mean the din of 10 tefachim. So now the Gemara is going to go analyze these three halacha Moshe Sinai. So the Gemara, shiurim, you're telling me that the shiurim, which means the different size of isra achila, or mitzvah sachila, you're saying that's halacha Moshe Sinai, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Shurim deraisin in the chesiv. It says in the pasuk about the shvach, the praise of Eretz Yisrael. It says in the pasuk Eretz chita v'sa'ira v'gefen v'seina rimoin u'seina rimoin. Eretz is a shemen advash. And the Gemara darshins every one of these peiros to teach us a halacha. Amar Rav Chanan kol ha'pasuk hazeh l'shurim nema. All these things in the pasuk that are counted as pasuk are for shurim, are for size. What's chita for? We go through every one. Start with chita. With wheat, that's teaching us lebeis hamenuga for a house that has a neg on it. The halacha is that you now, if you go into a house that has a neg on it, the person becomes tamei. And there's another halacha that a person if is wearing clothing, and it says in the pasuk that hashoychev bebayis va'oichel bebayis va'shoychev bebayis chavs begadav va'oichel bebayis chavs begadav. It says if you sleep in the house or if you eat in the house, you have to wash your clothing. Now, what exactly does that mean? So the Mishnah says like this. It's now look to the Mishnah. If someone walks into a house that has a neg, and his clothing is on his shoulder, and his shoes and his ring is in his hand, he's holding it, he's not wearing it. Everything is tamei miyad. The halacha is because you walked into a bayis hamenuga, everything becomes tamei miyad. If someone was wearing his clothing, he wasn't carrying his clothing, he was wearing his clothing, and he was wearing his shoes, and his ring is on his finger. Who tamei miyad? He's tamei immediately when he walks into the house. Vehein tohirim ad sheyishak v'teichilas pras. If you're wearing clothing, we learn that from the pasuk that you don't become tamei just by walking in. You actually have to wait there a certain amount of time. And what's the amount of time? Kedei achilas pras, enough to eat the size of a half a kikar. Pras means a half a kikar, which means enough of a one suda, enough food of one suda, which is machlokes and erevin, is 3 bayim or 4 bayim. You eat, you wait in the house that length of time, you become tamei. How do we know that? Because
pras is a half a
kikar. Yeah, half a kikar. Pras is 2 sudas. Chatzi pras. Yeah, pras is kikar. No, kikar is 2 sudas, and a pras means a piece of a kikar. So a half a kikar is 1 suda. A kikar is 2 sudas. Which is machlokes neir, even if it's 8 bayim or 6 bayim, and a pras is that always means a piece is a half a kikar, which is machlokes neir, even if it's 3 bayim or 4 bayim, which is a sheer suda. It's the geya 3 bayim, 4 bayim, the geya passive of a kistin, the suda. But it's that's the halacha that has to be kedeiches pras means enough of eating 1 suda. How much time it takes to eat a suda? Now, what type of suda? What type of bread? So Gemara says pas chitim. Dafka wheat bread, which is easier to eat, v'loy pas oirim, and not barley bread. And not barley bread, a mesiv va'oichel, you're eating it while you are leaning, which means you are dedicated to eating now. If someone's doing something else while he's eating, he'll eat much slower. But he's dedicated to eating, so it's quicker as man. But lift on, he's eating it together with some kind of dip that makes it easier to eat as well. So the sheer achilas pras is pas chitim, mesiv va'oichel lift on. Now, that's what the word chita in the pasuk teaching us, that the sheer chilas pras goes with pas chitim, with the bread of wheat, and not of other grains. Dafka, bread of wheat. Now, like we just started saying before, how do we know, taka, that when you're wearing the clothing, that you have to wait there long, it's not immediately become tummy, you have to wait. Because the pasuk says, what's these two things? Sheichiv and oichel? Like, which one? You need both? You need, so the darshan that oichel b'bayis chavas b'godav is the sheichiv b'bayis chavas b'godav is if you're dear as long as oichel b'bayis. If you're dear the length of achila, then hasheichiv sham, someone who sleeps there, his clothing become tummy. So that's what we learn out, that if you're wearing clothing, the clothing do not become tummy unless you're there for the sheer achilas pras. And we're learning out from the pasuk of chita that when we say achilas pras, we mean pas made out of wheat and not of any other grains. That's what we learn the word chita. What's we learn from the word sa'ira? Sa'ira, barley, the Tanakh of the Mishnah, this is regarding tumas meis. It says, etzem kesaira, if you have a bone the size of a barley, metam of magam masa, that's metam if you touch it or if you carry it, ve'ina metam ba'oil, but it's not metam ba'oil. That means if you lean over it, and it's not metam. The only time it's metam ba'oil is if you have bones that are the ikar body, like a shedra or a skull, or roiv minyan of aradim, or roiv of the bones of a person, then there's tumas oil. But just a little bone, the kesaira, all it is metam magamasa, and not metam be oil. And where do we know that shear from the word sa'ira in the Torah. The third word in this pasuk is gefen, which means grapes. Because we learn from there, kedei revias yayin lenozer. The halacha is a nozer is not allowed to even eat the lulavim or the alin or the chatzanim. These are the leaves or the vines or the pits of grapes. That's the halacha. The nozer can't eat it either. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Now, what's the shear? So usually when it comes to achila, the shear is kedei kazayis. Here we learn out. No, the shear is revias. So how do you figure out what's the shear revias of chatzanim and lulavim alim? These are leaves. So what you do is you put it into a cup of wine, and when you displace a revias yayin, that's the shear that you chayef, that nozer is not allowed to eat, is chayef for that amount of vines and leaves. And why do we pick dafka wine? Like, because wine is much thicker, it's more dense, and to displace a revias yayin, you need more leaves than if you displace water, because water is not so dense, it just spills right out. Wine takes a while, it blobs out, and it can stay in the cup a little bit longer because it's thicker. Al kaponim, that's the word gefen. The word from gefen is that the shear for eating these lulavim and the chartzanim is kedei revias yayin. Te'ena, we learn from te'ena. Te'ena is a fig. Kegregris leitzah Shabbos. That the dried fig is the shear for itzah Shabbos. If someone carries out on Shabbos, in order to be chayiv, he has to carry out a shear, something choshev. What's called choshev? So we learn from this pasuk that's kegregris, like a fig. You carry that amount, you chayiv on Shabbos. What's Rima teaching us? Some of the Hilchos Toma. Rima is a pomegranate. Tanan. When someone has a keli in his house and it gets a hole, it's still makabel tuma. Why? It's still useful. As long as the hole is not as big as a pomegranate, it's always useful. Because even though you used it till now for olives, but now that it got a bigger hole than olive, you use it for apples. It got a hole for apples, I use it for oranges. And then all the way till remind him. So as long as the hole is not bigger than a remind, I still can use it. Masha Enkein, if it's Kaylee is selling in a store, there, even the smallest hole already disqualifies it because no one's buying a Kaylee from scratch with a hole in it. That's a daf Kli Baal Batim. Call Kli Baal Batim, when you own a Kaylee already, then Shi'urim can remind him. It's Tuma up to the hole the size of pomegranate. That's learned from Remind. Then the pasuk goes further. Eretz Zeitz Shemen. So that's talking about Aleph. What's Aleph teaching us? Eretz Shekol Shirek Zeitzim. That this is the land that all shiurim are like kazayis. Frank the Gemara, kol shiurim sakataitach, are all shiurim kazayis? We just said five other shiurim that don't do kazayis. Hayikahani daminim, we just said other shiurim. Hele'ema shiroiv shirei kazayisim. Roiv of shiurim in the Torah are kazayis. And Rashi gives a few examples. A kazayis of a mace, which is basar mace, metame, nevela, isachelev, dam, pigel, noisar, Tomei, Geranasha, all these asurim, all these lavim, the shear is kazayis. All these shearim are kazayis. So now up to the last thing in the pasuk, dvash. Dvash is like a date. Kikaseves agasa. So that teaches us from dvash, which is a date, we learn out the shear kikaseves agasa bimakapurim. That someone to be chayivim kippur, it's not enough to eat a kazayis. He has to be a mace for daito. He has to eat like a fat, plump date. Kikasevis agas abiyem makaburim. Al kaponim, this is the whole bright, this is the whole memory over here that we learn out from every word of this pasuk, divin shiurim. So how could the Gemara say that shiurim alach lamesh mesinai, alma de arais and inu? You see, that's all these things I learned from the rice, I learned from the pasuk, all the shiurim, not alach lamesh mesinai, the rice. Right, the Gemara, Kasha, V'tizbara, Shi'urim Miksivi. Does it say Shi'urim first in the Pasuk? It just says the praise of Eretz Yisrael, different great fruits and grains that are in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't say anything in Asurim. Ella Hilchasinu, of course, the Lachem Moshe Sinai. V'kra asmachta ba'amu. And the pasuk is just asmachta ba'amu. This pasuk that we're darshing, all the Asurim are just asmachta ba'amu. Just we find the Ramez in the pasuk about it. But of course, it is a Lachem Moshe Sinai. So upon him, just to recap, we said the three things Lachem Moshe Sinai: Shiurim, Chatzitzim, and Mechitzim. So the first thing where I had a kash, the Shiurim is the first pasuk. Eretz Chita v'Sarah Gevim v'Tainer Rimon. We're saying no, that pasuk is just a remez to the Shiurim. But of course, the Shiurim, all these sizes are from Halacha Moshe Sinai and not from the pasuk. We just use the pasuk as a remez, as a reference to the Halacha Moshe Sinai. Now the Gemara goes to the next thing. Now Chatzitzim, we said Chatzitz is Lachem Moshe Sinai. That's Mamash Apella. That's the Raisa. There's a pasuk. The Chesiv said in the pasuk when someone goes to the mikvah, v'rochatz es besorei v'mayim, he has to wash his body in the water. And we learn from that why I say obviously you're going with your basar into the mayim. What does it mean? Shelo yedava chaytitz beinoy lebein mayim. There should be nothing between the basar and the mayim. You can't have anything in between you. So it's a first pasuk in the Torah that you can't have a chatzitza when you're tovel. It has to be you underwater. That's it. So the Gemara ki asi so hilchasal asayra. They're coming to tell us that even on the sar, even on the here, which is not basar, still there's a problem of chatzitza on the here. That means if you have a chatzitza on the here, you have a knot, or if you have dirt on the here, there is chatzitza. Could Rabbi Bar Bachana, don't Rabbi Bar Bachana, nima achas kshura chaytzetzas. If one here is tied onto itself, it's chaytzitz because it's very tight. Shalosh, if you have three hairs together, tied together, ain't no chetzetzes. There's no chetzitza. Why not? Because it can't be so tight. Once there's three hairs, it can't be so tight. So water does get in. Shtayim, two hairs, ain't your day. I don't know. That's what Rabbi Chana said. And there's a chlekes in the Gemara and Nida. What's the halacha about that? But upon him, we're saying that the halacha of Moshe is coming to teach us that the hair has dinei chetzitza. Has the halacha of chetzitza, halacha of that it doesn't go directly touch the water. It's a problem. So Mar Zakasha, Siar Nami Deraisa Nu. Sar here is also Deraisa. The Chesiv says in the Pasuk, V'rochatz es besorei b'mayim. The Loshon es. It says es besorei b'mayim. What's es? Es atafel besorei. Teaching us that not only does the basar, does the flesh have to go straight into the water, but even something that's tafel to the basar, which is what? The here. My new Sire. So first in the Pasuk, that the here can't have a chatzitza. So why we're saying that chatzitza, Allah Mashiach has come and teach us for here, it's a pasuk also, es besorei. So what's the halacha l'moshe b'sinai for? So the Gemara ki asoi hilchasah the halacha b'sinai is k'rav Yitzchak. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. This is says like this: Dvar Torah ruboy u'makvav chaytzis. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, min haTorah, the only thing that's chatzitza if it's roiv and if it's makbid. Now what are we talking about here? So Rashi says we're talking about the here that Dvar Torah. For here to be a chatzitza, it would have to be roiv of the here, and you have to be makbid on it. V'she'enei makbid alav. And if you're not makbid, ain't a chaytzitz, even though it's roiv. Even though it's roiv. And what does it mean, roiv here? So Rashi says, roiv here would mean roiv sarei matunuf. Most of the here is dirty batit, with mud, or roiv of it is tied. And it's a big shayla, what I mean, tied. Roiv tied means every single here is tied. The knot is only one part of the here that's a chatzitza. How is that called roiv the here? Look at the Sfas Emes that talks about that. Back upon him, Dvar Torah ruboy umakbrolov chaytzitz, v'she'ena makbrolov v'nachayim, it's roiv. V'gozwa ruboy she'ena makbrolov v'shem rubahem makbrolov. We made a gzeirah der Rabbanon, if it's roiv of the here, then, even if you're not makbid, it's a problem. Someone wears, let's say, a head covering, and it's covering right over here. Even if you're not makbid in it, it's a chatzitza. That's what we came to tell us. And v'al miyuta makbid, and miyut that's makbid, mishum meruba makbid, that's also a gzerim, because ruba ha makbid. So it means even a little bit of the here, one here is tied, is also chatzitza, even though it's not roiv. Since it's a makbid, it's otu roiv ha makbid. Zemara asks, if making gzeris already, v'ligzor nami al mi'uto she'ena makbid v'shem mi'uto ena makbid, why don't we gozer even a small amount that you're not makbid, be gozer on that to be osur, because mi'uto ha makbid, because mi'at ha makbid we're osuring, inami v'shem ruba she'ena makbid, or be gozer because ruba she'ena makbid, they're both the same, they're not makbid, so tomorrow, no, that makes no sense. He goof gzera. The halacha of that if you don't have both chesroinus, both problems of rubai and makbid, so either one, roiv or makbid alone, is only a gzera d'rabbanon. So you know, so we make a gzera l'gzera, but not nekem gzera l'gzera. We make a gzera l'gzera. So what's the lacha ma'aser b'sinai? So now, so let's just recap the Gemara. So Gemara's kasha was it's the raisa, chatzitz the raisa, besaroi and saira is the raisa. What's the lacha ma'aser b'sinai? So Rashi learns that Torah ruba yemakav chatzitz. The lacha ma'aser b'sinai is like this: min haTorah chatzitz would have to be the whole entire guf. The lacha ma'aser b'sinai says ruboy umakbralov. That's chatzitz. That's a chatzitza. Or you could say the other way, that they made it more, but let's put touch like that. It's Rubai Umakbir is a chatzitza. And then afterwards, the Rabbanon came and said that Roiv without Makbid or Makbid without Roiv is enough of a chatzitza. But if it's neither Roiv and neither Makbid, that's not a chatzitza because that's a gzera l'gzera. The Ramah and Shulchan Aruch paskins that even that is a problem. But oh, it's not b'diavad. It's only l'chatchila. You should take off every single chatzitza possible, even if it's not a roiv and not a makbid. You should still take it off. But that, of course, is not ma'akev b'diavad. But that's the Ramah says. Now we would teach the whole Gemara. We said dvar tayru b'makbilav going on here. That's what Rashi says. So Tosfos says that some say, what about by basar? That there even mi'utay she'ene makbid, maybe there it's taka chaitzitz. Only by here we have this qualification, dafka rubai makbid. But maybe by the basar, anything is a problem. Tosfos has a kasha on that, and he says it can't be true. And therefore he says that it's going on everything. This dvar tayru rubai makbid is going on everything. Sai the hair and sai the body. And it's a chalukas rishonim, when we talk about roiv, do we count the hair as a separate entity and the body as a separate entity, or both together? That's Jesus like ainim, that each one's a separate entity. And some want to say that's really pshat and Rashi, why he says on the hair, he's trying to tell us the hair has a separate din, roiv. And Tosfos Taka asks Akasha, that once you have the halacha Moshe Masinai, he says, "Kim the asa hilchus l'rubai v'leil mutai, imke krala my asa." That's Jim Basar says, well, what's the pasuk for the Maisa? If you have a ready halacha Moshe Masinai that says the rubai makbir, let's say Rubai Makbid is Chaitzit, so what's the Pasuk for? What do you need the Pasuk for? So the Pasuk is teaching us a base Hastarim. For something that's hidden, the Loch is, let's say, in your mouth, if you have a Chatzitza, that's Ma'akav V'Di'evet. That's what we learn from the Pesukim. That's the Tosfos answers. We also have a big tumul in Chatzitzas. This is one of the big Makaris for Hilchos Chatzitza. You have to learn this Gemara well for all these Halachas in the here and the body.